Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, Making Peace with Trouble, was written by Adam Holes. We were almost home when I noticed it. The needle of our car's temperature gauge was rocketing up. As we pulled in, I killed the engine and hopped out. Smoke wafted from the hood. The engine sizzled like bacon. I backed the car up a few feet and found a puddle beneath. Oil. Instantly, I knew what had happened. The head gasket had blown. I groaned. We'd just sunk money into other expensive repairs. Why can't things just work? I grumbled bitterly. Why can't things just stop breaking? Can you relate? Sometimes we avert one crisis, solve one problem, pay off one big bill, only to face another. Sometimes those troubles are much bigger than an engine self-destructing. An unexpected diagnosis, an untimely death, a terrible loss. In those moments, we yearn for a world less broken, less full of trouble. That world Jesus promised is coming, but not yet. In this world, you will have trouble, he reminded his disciples in John 16. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus spoke in that chapter about grave troubles, such as persecution for your faith. But such trouble, he taught, would never have the last word for those who hope in him. Troubles small and large may dog our days, but Jesus' promise of a better tomorrow with him encourages us not to let our troubles define our lives today. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 16, verses 25 through 33. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things, and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Do you now believe? Jesus replied. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Let's pray. Father, troubles are never far away, but when they're close, thank you for being even closer. Please help us to hold on to you today, confident that no matter how big our problems and troubles may be, you're right here with us and will sustain us through it all. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.